This week on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, we're going to discuss 10 movie soundtracks that were, for the most part, performed by all one band or artist. Stick around.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
Right, boys and girls, moms and dads, children of all ages, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. And before we get started into anything tonight, if you love great guitar-driven rock, you love these kind of conversations, you love talking about the stuff, you love hanging out with cool people who are into it, maybe you're interested in some of my own music and some exclusive stuff, go to LouLombardiRocks.com, all kind of cool stuff just for you there. So check it out at LouLombardiRocks.com. Tonight on the podcast, we have our the power trio is in full force. We've got Keith the Hawk Hawkins chiming in from all the way down there in New Orleans. What's going on down there in New Orleans?
That's right. It's hot and sticky.
Hot and sticky.
Sweet.
Yeah. Rock candy, baby. Hot, sweet, and sticky.
It's good. It's very, very, very brutal, man.
I know. I know. We're getting minor brutality here. Not what you guys got.
Well, no, it just gets at the point where it's freaking stifling hot at 10 in the morning. You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it's something I'll never get used to, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. And we also have Lily V6 here with us today. What's up, Lily?
What's up? Hola.
Hola. Lily is looking for employment. So would you do a work from home thing?
If I had to.
She'd do anything. Within reason.
Within reason.
Within reason now.
Not get excited.
Calm down, everybody. Put it back in your pants.
I don't do bathrooms.
Billy Altman, calm down.
No.
So, anyways, guys, back with Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We have I don't know. I think that all of three of us are pretty big movie fans as well as music fans. So whenever we can kind of like bring the two things together, we try to do that. We're kicking. Did you see my? I don't know. Did you reply? Did you see Keith talking about possibly doing a show on best fictional bands in horror movies?
Yeah, I saw that one. I commented.
That might be fun.
I've seen briefly. Give me an example.
Yeah, I don't know. We'd have to talk about it. I don't know. But I'm just saying maybe for the future. So we like movies as well as music here a lot. So occasionally we try to mix the two together if we can.
Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters.
There we are. And boom goes the dynamite.
Okay, that's what I figured. Yeah, out there, the Oneaters. Is that
the Oneaters, yes.
You got it with
that. The Oneaters. Is The Wonders a horror movie? I'm not sure.
No.
No, I mean, it's a pretty good movie, but it's definitely not a horror movie.
No.
So,
okay. I mean, to some it might be.
Anyways.
What's the name of the band in Dusk Till Dawn? What was the name of that band at the end?
Oh, that would be give me a minute. I know that movie very well. It's not coming to me, but I'll get it. I'll get it here in a minute. Before we get too far into things, a couple of things. I got to give a shout out to some of our partners. I want to shout out to Rock Rage Radio. Go to rockrageradio.com. Download that app, guys, and you can listen to great guitar driven rock 24/7. You don't have to just wait for once a week for the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Also, and I mentioned before we started the podcast, but I need to mention it now, is our sponsor. Wolf's Customs, Chris Thunderwolf Dotson and Company at wolfscustoms.online. You know, there's no reason to get up on stage with the same boring looking instrument. Get a hold of Chris. He could do all kind of great customization for you. He sent me some cool pics that he did and everything. So he's a great guy, very easy to work with, very accommodating, does awesome work. So go to wolfscustoms.online and tell him that Ludini sent you. We are talking about bands that, you know, did the whole soundtrack pretty much themselves. Okay, we're not going to, like, you know, if there's one or two, you know, little things in there, maybe. But for the most part, the band did the whole soundtrack themselves. Or rock artist. we can open it up to rock artists as well. But what we don't want to say is like, well, John Williams, because he did all the music of Star Wars.
He's not
a rock artist. That's not this guy. He's a composer. We're talking about rock bands or rock artists, pop artists that did pretty much a whole movie soundtrack themselves. And we're going to get right into that in a minute. But we always like to start the show off with some music. This is Dead Man's Whiskey, Last Train. We're going to be right back to talk about rock artists doing movie soundtracks. So stick around. Absolutely do not, under any circumstances, want to miss that last train home, Lily. Keith.
I'll walk.
Dead Man's Whiskey, guys. Check him out. really good bluesy rock thing. Cool stuff there. Yeah, Dead Man. Oh, these guys are British. Deadmanswhiskey.co.uk. So check them out on the internet. All right, so let's get into our topic today, which are movies where the soundtrack is done pretty much all by one artist. So, who's going to start first?
You tell me, yo. Why do you got to make your butthole face?
Good, yo.
Lily.
Get it running. Get it running,
Lily.
All right. I'm going to do a horror movie, which what? I think everybody's seen. Trick or Treat. Well, everybody in this room has seen, probably. Trick or Treat. All done by Fastway. It was their fourth album. and the soundtrack to the horror film Trick or Treat. Also, the final album to feature Dave King on vocals. The movie is super fun, cheesy horror, like I like. Skippy from Family Ties was in it, so that was that's great. And it makes special appearances by Ozzy and Gene Simmons. I think the whole album's great from title to the credits at the end. And I literally just bought the CD to have for my collection of things.
I have not seen that in many years. And I really
Actually find it on YouTube for free.
Yeah,
I wanted to rewatch it just because I know that it's like a cheesy, fun kind of silly.
Oh, it's definitely pretty bad, but the soundtrack. I mean, it's on. They have a cool sound to them. They're like almost an AC/DC vibe. You know, it's pretty straight ahead rock and roll.
Say what you will, that was their big radio hit.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Fast Eddie Clark, Pete Way.
Most of mine, for that, for whatever reason, that soundtrack is a lot better than the movie. I mean, there are cameos by Ozzy. Gene Simmons plays a DJ in it, and it does have Skippy. So, I mean, even Skippy couldn't say that movie to be good. But, it does have some rocking tunes in it, so there you go.
the music saves it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's how it works on that end.
It's always fun to watch once a year. So.
Yeah, I need to revisit. I'm always up for some cheesy 80s horror.
Horror.
Yeah.
1986.
Yeah. So I recommended one to Lily a couple weeks ago, and I can't remember the top of my head. I got to look it back up. It was Mausoleum.
Yeah, I wrote it down. It's on my list of things.
And the former Playboy Playmate is in it. And Keith, do you remember...
Mausoleum.
What's his name? He was a child preacher, and then he came out and debunked religion, and he became Marjo Gortner. Do you remember him? We'll have a drunk talk about that. So what do you got on your list, Keith?
Well, we'll stay with the 80s cheese movies that were... This movie couldn't have been good if it, you know, had De Niro as the main character, but we're going to stay with Flash. This is Flash Gordon. Flash Gordon with the soundtrack done exclusively by Queen, and they'll maybe pop up again somewhere else. But it's a bad movie. It's really bad. I mean, I don't know what else to say about it. It's you can watch that movie 100 times. Actually, Max von Sydow, who just died not too long ago, is actually a really good actor, but he couldn't save that movie either, as Ming the Merciless himself. But Sam Jones is freaking awful in it. I mean, it's just a shitty movie.
What do you expect from a Playgirl Playmate?
Yeah, but at the same time, the movie, once again, the music rocks and it saves the movie, I think. I mean, when you can see a string on the spaceship, you got problems, man. I mean, I don't know about the effects on that. I mean, I don't know they let six-year-old studio effects. I mean, I've had science projects in school where the volcano erupts look cooler than that shit, man.
When you hung the planets, you couldn't see the strings, right? In your shadow box, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
well, if you remember the original Flash, well, you don't, because none of us are that old.
Right.
But if you looked at the original Flash Gordon thing ever, it's like that. And I kind of felt it like... There was a sort of, you know, it was a kind of nod to that. So none of that really bothered me. I just took it as a fun, cheesy movie. It absolutely makes no sense. It's stupid with a capital S.
But
Queen does that with that, dum, 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 dum,
right?
You're like, yes!
that's just rocking. I mean, the movie, I mean, like I said, the music through the entire movie, I mean, it's awesome no matter what they do. They just capture the mood of the movie. I mean, you know, it's just... Unfortunately, the movie just didn't live up to... I don't know what it did at the box office. I doubt very well, but it's one of the movies you watch. It's probably one of the movies you watch like Trick or Treat. Maybe you watch them as a double feature.
There you go. Movie night.
Then you go and puke everywhere. I don't know, but it's just that... It's a bad movie. Great soundtrack, though.
Yeah, I don't know where the movie ranked either, but the soundtrack went 23, so that's all that matters.
Well, Mausoleum is a terrible movie and it has a bad soundtrack, but it's got a Playboy Playmate in it who's hot is... You know, all get out, and she gets naked. So, like,
I was like,
it's fantastic. So, all right, I'm gonna, there's so many, but here's one I'm gonna pick because this is another movie. It's a shame that these rockers don't seem to do better movies because this is another movie that's like really, in fact, the director of this movie would love to remove his name from it. This director went on to do like some really important films, you know, like movies that are like legendary, like The Elephant Man and Blue Velvet. But before he did all that stuff, he made the big bucks with Dune. Dino De Laurentiis and company, you know, brought him in and said, David Lynch, you're going to make Dune. We're going to pay you a whole bunch of money. Then you can go do whatever you want. Kind of like the way Stanley Kubrick did with Spartacus. He hated it the whole way through, but he loved the cast and he loved working with the band Toto. And Toto does the music to Dune, in case you didn't know that. They don't do any singing. There's some like, stuff like
some
that.
Some little harmony type stuff.
Yeah, but it's cool to when they're racing over the thing. Again, it's cheesy effects with sandworms, but you hear Steve Lukather's crunchy guitar and stuff like that. It kind of makes it a little more epic. But it's a cool thing. It's something that I did not think that Toto would do. And when I heard they were doing the music, I was like, are they going to do like a pop funk? You know, like a Steely Dan. I don't know what they were going to do. You know, were they going to be like Rosanna? But they stepped up and did like this kind of like, you know. I think that the problem with that soundtrack though is I would love to have them had a great song like the Flash song, mm-hmm. or Who Wants to Live Forever from Highlander, something like that, like those guys did. They didn't do that. They're purely like a background, you know, supporting the weird movie that it became. So Toto doing Dune. It's something I think a lot of people don't know or remember. So there you are.
Toto. Gotta love Toto.
Toto, man.
Thank you very much. Rosanna's going to be stuck in my head for at least a decade now.
For a decade.
So
there's worse Toto songs stuck in your head.
Toto's one of them bands that did not yet in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They probably should be there, too. Toto
should probably be there. They should sure be there.
I'll have to put the Toto petition on pretty soon for them.
Toto petition. Except they did that song Africa, which is now considered very racist. So what do you got? What's next, Lily?
So I have another bad movie. This one's from the 90s.
How does this happen? We all pick bad movies.
Well,
I think I have a couple that are... I'm going to pick a good movie, even though it may not be real well-known next.
Okay. That's fine. Well, this one is called She's the One, and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers did the entire album.
Yeah.
It was their ninth studio album. Romantic comedy. I didn't like it ever, and I used to love romantic comedies when I was naive and stupid. It did get to number 15 on the charts. Some were actually recorded for Wildflowers, like Walls/Circus, and Climb That Hill and Change the Locks. And then I think it's kind of one of the underrated ones in the group, because I think a lot of people forget it.
Would you say that the music is like the best thing about that
Absolutely.
Movie? Absolutely. There's one on my list, and I believe it's on Keith. I'm going to let Keith talk about it. I'm not going to say it, because there's one on, I think, both on Keith and I's list. It's the same kind of thing where the music is absolutely killer, and the movie is like a nightmare. It's just it's terrible. But isn't it funny?
That was the thing I said when I don't know what we were discussing. Maybe it was a late night.
Yeah, I was only partially reading that because I was bartending.
I mentioned, I was like, I thought that for me, guess what? I don't even have a freaking 10. I'm going to have to make up a couple. It was like the subject was bad movies with great soundtracks. That's what I was thinking about what I was doing. That's why I got so many bad movies, because I was just going, like,
okay.
These movies suck. But the soundtrack saves it, but you can't save the movie, but the soundtrack.
I was drinking during that conversation as well too. And I took
I'm gonna have to start, you know, giving you a reminder, because I'm in when you're all pissed up, we're gonna have to talk again.
And I thought we were talking about bands that primarily did most of the music. So anyways, it's a podcast. So let's have fun with it and we'll see where it goes. What do you got next, Keith?
Well, since we're talking about bad movies, since that's what I'm going to keep the ongoing theme here, this one is a bad movie. And it's kind of real bad, actually. It's Maximum Overdrive. It's based on a Stephen King, a short story maybe, called Trucks. And it has Emilio Estevez, and I don't even know who else.
Doesn't matter. I know
that AC/DC does the entire soundtrack by themselves. And there's actually some cool songs on the soundtrack, but the one standout track for me is, they don't do this very often, is a instrumental called DTs, mm-hmm. which was actually a very cool, very grooving track. I don't hear AC/DC do I don't know how many AC/DC instrumentals there are in the world, but that's a good one. If they did more than one, if I stand corrected, but that's a very cool track. That's one of them ones when I was a kid, I would always try to play along to. It was a really fun song.
When the Green Goblin or whatever shows up on the front of the truck and all that, I like lose my mind. That's like, what the hell? Is but that is another movie. Like if you get you have to get a few drinks in and you know what it's you're going to expect. You watch and you can rock out songs. And Stephen King is actually in it.
Yeah, and Ride On.
You stole my thunder. Sorry. That's what I was going to talk about. Because Ride On is a slow blues that they do on that, and that one of my favorite Angus Young solos of all time. That is some. He's like listen to the solo on it. That is some serious blues playing. It just knocks me out every time I hear it. But yeah, AC/DC is the best thing of it. Stephen King said that. Well, that was the only movie they ever allowed him to direct, and he just it was like the it was like the Rick James quote, Keith, cocaine's hell of a drug.
I don't think that let's get off topic, but Stephen King adaptations of his movies to the big screen sometimes they're not.
Hit or miss.
Well.
They don't translate sometimes.
Hit or miss. That's some of them.
They fall into the wrong hands. I mean, then sometimes they're great. I mean, lately there's been some good ones, it's tough to kind of explain what he's saying.
If you've never seen Maximum Overdrive, like you just have to go in like knowing you're going to watch a really cheesy, in fact, it's not even cheesy. It's corny. It's like
it's definitely not. It's not good. It's not good. And I don't even know. Now that you mentioned Stephen King in it, I've been in. Yeah, I know Emilio Estevez was in it. Stephen King and anybody else.
He has a bit part. He always likes to show up for 10 seconds. You know.
That's
his
thing.
The other cool thing about that is they also released a 73-minute videotape of music videos to go along with the soundtrack. So I thought that was pretty cool. If I could find that, that would be awesome.
I had the soundtrack on cassette.
Nice.
I wasn't a fan of the movie, but man, and I thought it was so good. And there's some Bon Scott. Well, Ride On.
Ride On is Bon Scott.
Bon Scott song. There's some Bon Scott work on there too. So I think it's a really cool like AC/DC record.
Yeah. Well, it's basically Who Made Who. So.
Yeah. It's
really. Yeah. It's pretty much the the soundtrack and the album. That's pretty much it. They were hand in hand. So.
I'm gonna pick a movie because I said I would pick one that's a good movie done by an artist. This guy came to prominence in the 60s with a band called Fairport Convention and then went on to be a really well-respected sort of acoustic artist. His name's Richard Thompson. And he did the soundtrack to this documentary. If you've never seen it, you should watch it. It's called Grizzly Man. And it's the music is the music. I don't want to say the music makes it, but the music is so well done that it takes this this documentary story and makes it just like way more epic because the music is so incredible. And have you guys ever seen Grizzly Man?
I have not.
Have you ever seen it, Kate?
I'm going to say no.
You should say it. It's about that guy and I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he went and lived with grizzly bears. Like he would go every year in Alaska and live with grizzly bears. And then finally he pushed his luck. And the grizzly bears chomped him down, and they ate him.
Well, they're tired of him taking up the space when he's not paying rent.
And it's very powerful documentary. It's really, this guy is so bizarre. He's wacky. You could tell he's wacky. He's like a social misfit. And it's
most normal people don't go hanging out with grizzly bears, but I just don't get where he's.
Well, and it's really sad too because his girlfriend, who was with him, she became grizzly food too.
Oh.
And there's a recording of them dying.
Oh gosh.
It's you guys got to see it. Just they don't show that. But you got if you've never seen it, it's like Werner Herzog. He's no slouch, man. He knows how to make a movie. Check out Grizzly Man if you've never seen it.
Word.
Okay, grizzly I man. Will. I mean, that's sounds a little. I mean, even his girlfriend was involved in it too. I mean, how crazy!
Check it out.
They were meant for each other then. They're both freaking nuts.
Baby, I want to be grizzly food with you.
That's weird.
That is dedication right there, my friends. That is dedication. Let's go kill ourselves with friggin' wild animals.
Yeah, I'm probably never going to do that. I'm never going camping again.
So, Lily, hey, you want to stop? Keith, you guys got loaded up because we're going to play a song and we're gonna come back. And okay. I
got a couple more.
I want to come out hot.
My next one is...
Rockin' Hard!
Is a good movie, but you guys might not like it.
Up in this biatch.
I got a very obscure movie, but the soundtrack is awesome. So.
Oh, awesome. I love it. Let's do it. This is Potion by Shadows of the Cloud. We'll be right back on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circuit. Of the Cloud, Potion on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, and you want to check those guys out. I always want you guys to check the bands out. It's really important, man. If you're tuning in, check the bands out, man. And if you like what you hear, you know, pick up a t-shirt or something, check them out, follow them on social media. This is facebook.com/ Shadows of the Cloud. Really cool melodic alternative rock kind of sound there. Really digging it. Check them out. We opened the show with Dead Man's Whiskey, just like balls out. Like Dead Man's Whiskey is like, you know, somebody like balls on your chin, like, you know, right there. It's like in your face, rock and roll. So we are talking about soundtracks.
What the hell does that even mean?
I have no idea.
I don't get the same feeling when that happens. I'm just saying.
I've got balls on my chin. That's that 13th Robert Johnson song, Keith, that like Ralph Macchio was supposed to learn, but he didn't because that dude didn't teach him. That's terrible.
And there it is.
Got balls on my chin.
I bet you Big Jack Butler could have played it.
Big Jack Butler slinging balls every Friday night. So, speaking of slinging...
Hey, I got a question real quick. Did you do something different? Because now, when you play songs, I can hear the music clear as day, so I don't know what
I know.
Doing here.
See, it's the miracle of technology.
Because for the last year, or however long I've been doing this so off and on, I can't hear the music. So if you ever ask me, like, hey, what did you think of that track? I'll be like, I don't know. Probably awesome.
Well, here's what... There's a setting in Zoom that fixes all of that, and Zoom has been updated many times since the COVID thing because more people are using it. So they've added all kind of cool stuff that you can do. So there's now a way to like send out good sounding audio over Zoom. So go Zoom.
That's it.
This isn't an advertisement for Zoom, but it is an advertisement for wolfscustoms.online. So check those guys out. Get yourself a custom job on your instrument. Shout out to Rock Rage Radio. Love you guys. RockRidgeRadio.com. So, who's next? Lily was going to go. What do you got? We were coming out of the gate hot.
All right, my next one is an animated movie, just so you know.
What?
Yes.
Okay, I'm turning your microphone off.
No, it's Tarzan because it's Phil Collins. I don't care what you say.
Phil Collins from Def Leppard.
No, Phil Collins as in Phil Collins.
Phil Collins and Phil Collins should do a...
He composed the entire album. He won a Grammy for the original song, You'll Be in My Heart, at peak number 5. And it was a comeback for him. And he sold over 3 million copies, so, of the soundtrack. And it's Phil Collins, so that's why I added it.
No,
it's
all right now. Phil's all right. I'm glad he's doing something, man.
I know it's Disney. I get it.
I thought it was a cool... Dude, that like... I can feel it coming. I mean, that's some epic stuff, though. So go Phil, right?
Yes.
Never, ever, ever play a cymbal in that song, or when you play the groove. There's no hi-hat in that song, sir. When you're ever there, no hi-hat. All right, go ahead.
So we can't mimic it.
I just remember hearing that for the first time on DVE when they played that song. I was completely flabbergasted by that.
It is probably like, the most air drum song of all time.
And it's usually done wrong, right?
But the thing is, it sounded like nothing else. And the drums were so forward. It was like it's hard now because we have 30 years of it. But when you got to go back, that nothing sounded like that. And when that song broke, I was like, oh my God, this is insane. and it deserves to be, it deserved to become the classic that it did. What's next on your list, Keith?
All right, this movie may be not known to everybody, but I'm pretty sure it did win an Oscar for Best Picture that year, but the soundtrack is amazing. It is Birdman, The Virtue of whatever the hell it is, with Michael Keaton, replaced the old. The actual soundtrack is just drums, so I got a little softball for that. There's no real like instrumentation in the movie. If you watch it, I don't know if you've seen it at all, or if you next time you watch it or watch it for the first time, there is nothing but drums through the entire song. That's all. Every time there's a scene, it's just somebody playing the drums, which is Antonio Sanchez, who's a great drummer. But it is a cool documentary of the making of the soundtrack. And that's all the director wanted, was someone to play the drums through the scene. So instead of mood music in a lot of the songs or a lot of the parts, there's just somebody playing a drum set.
A drum set, really?
Yeah, that's just all. That the entire movie is just Antonio Sanchez, a great drummer, playing drum through the entire thing. And but he does such a good job that it catches the mood of the movie, which the movie jumps around a little bit here and there with the storyline, but it's definitely an interesting soundtrack, and it's a good movie. I don't know if it's great, but I mean, I've seen it a few times. But what always sucked me into the movie was the fact where it's just interesting to have one man sitting there playing the friggin' drums and making it work. That's pretty much it. I mean, there's no real other music in the movie.
That's at Keith's house.
Oh, that's the doorbell.
Yeah. I remember
it
that from when we were
clear
there.
Clear as freaking day, man. It was crystal freaking clear. It sounded like I played a sound effect on the podcast.
They heard that because they said it was crystal clear. Because then I said, well, That's my doorbell. If someone ever enters the house, my last dying sound in my head is the freaking sci-fi sound of the doorbell or the alarm. It's the alarm.
Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Let's just get this out of the way. The Beatles are, there's like 20 things with the Beatles,
right?
Legit. You know, Hard Day's Night, 8 days a week. Yesterday is a, you know, I mean, that's all the Beatles music. That movie hinges on the Beatles music.
Sgt. Pepper.
As you know, really,
it's an awful movie.
You're gonna go with that,
but I like some of the.
I actually have that on my list. Sgt. Pepper. It's just a shitty movie.
I hate it. Well, I only watched the movie because Aerosmith's in it.
And Across the Universe. So like the Beatles, I mean, it's kind of cheating to make a movie with the Beatles music because it's the Beatles.
It's not cheating.
Like, your music, like even if your movie sucks, like Yellow Submarine, which is a very bizarre, weird, you know, kind of like,
is
I don't know
strange.
If it's a good movie or not, but it's filled with Beatles music. And so it's like kind of hard to like poo-poo it because it's the freaking Beatles. So
I've just
on my list, I have the Beatles and I have about, you know, five different things listed there. What can you say? The freaking Beatles.
Beatles.
One thing to interject with, I've met two different people who have dissed the Beatles in the last few months.
You know, I know some people who don't like the Beatles. I don't understand it, but.
Well, every once in a while, we'll run one of those posts on Facebook, like, name a band who, like, everybody loves, but you think you don't really get or don't like.
Beatles.
And some people will say the Beatles.
Yeah.
Is a young kid who's, like, into, like, heavier music, and he was like, I don't get that band. It's the most overrated band ever. I'm like, are you really going to say that with a straight face? I mean, you're 20, not even 20 years old. What the hell do you know anyway?
They've probably influenced your bands that you listen to, just saying.
Yeah, so. And the other one was just, he's more of a, like, one of them butthurt kind of Stones fans, that if you don't like the Stones, the Stones are number one on everybody's list. I was like, the Stones never even cracked my friggin' top 10. But
they don't even crack your butt crack. I know.
OMG.
We had a
and
talk.
There about it is.
Last week, Keith practically got up and left the podcast when somebody mentioned the Rolling Stones. So we
I didn't mention the Rolling Stones. I mentioned Mick.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, the Stones. I mean, one of them. I mean, I respect the band that can stay together that long, but I mean, their music just does nothing for me, man. And so, I apologize to Stones fans out there, but it's just, I mean, come on. I mean, look at that shit. I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is. So, Lily, what's on your list? We got a good time for a few more, so what's on your list?
Next on my list is Eddie and the Cruisers.
Oh, sugar. I forgot
1984,
about
John Cafferty. They asked the director to describe a fictitious band. He basically described what John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band was doing. They asked Cafferty to write a few songs, and then after they saw how amazing his songs were, they said, hey, write the whole thing. He did. And the main song on the film, On the Dark Side, was number one in the country.
On the Dark Side.
Yeah. I love that movie, and I need to watch it again. I have both.
And yeah.
I have the one soundtrack.
I went down to the Exchange one day.
Got excited like I do.
I was like, no, nah, now I got to get them both. Got, you know.
I have it on vinyl, too, the first one.
So do you like Eddie and the Cruisers, or do you think it's stupid?
I think that that's one that I'm kind of pissed that I never thought about that one. Where the hell did you get that one at?
I recently watched it. That's why.
That one there, I was like, because it's an okay movie. I don't think it's great, but I mean, but it's one of them things where that's one that I'm kind of like, man, I didn't think about that one. That's a good one.
I even like the story. I think it's a good story. I don't know how I feel about
it. It's definitely not an awful movie. I mean, it's a movie I could watch it once and just be like,
alright. Yeah, that's my last. That's not my last one. I got one more.
I gave you one too.
I'm not doing that one. That's you, buddy.
What do you got, Keith? You got anything else?
I mean, damn, what do I got to do here? All right, so I think the last one, or one of the ones I have on top of my list, I don't really have them in any kind of order, but I mean, I think the one that just kind of should be maybe king of the heap is by Purple One himself, Purple Rain. Done by a genius musician, probably arguably the best musician that ever lived. But the movie itself lacks a little bit of the acting chops. I mean, it's fun to watch because the music is so awesome that it's fun to watch, and it's, you know, all the live scenes are cool and everything, but the actual storyline and the acting itself, there's nobody going to save that flick.
To be completely fair, not all the music in Purple Rain is by Prince. The Time is in there. Apollonia is in there. So just, I'm just saying.
I mean, the movie, yeah. But if you look at the soundtrack is all Prince.
Yeah, it is all Prince.
I'm just saying. You
don't, yeah, well, definitely that. But that's like, you don't go on the soundtrack and look for, you know, Jungle Love. It's not on that, you know. I mean, it's in the movie, yeah, but it's never included with that. I mean,
Jesse. Now Jerome.
Purple Rain. The Purple Rain soundtrack is, you know, basically just all Prince. I mean,
I don't give a crap. I think that movie is like, I freaking love that movie. That movie was such a huge part of my like adolescence and like everything, man. I thought that movie told you like everything about how to get girls and everything was completely wrong. But you know, movie was everything. Prince was the coolest, and he wore this freaking like purple jacket with the ruffles. And he rode this motorcycle.
He got this hot chick
to take off all her clothes and jump purify herself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka. I mean, like, everything about it was just like, wow. Wow, I'm so not worthy.
This was one of the first cassettes my mother gave me just to listen to out of her collection, and I love it because it also has one of the most controversial songs on it, according to, you know, the Tipper Gore and the whole crew, but also reached number one. Like, one of his first albums reached number one. So
it's good stuff. Yeah. When I heard that guitar at the beginning of When Doves Cry, stop. I'm like, I'm done. This is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Done.
I think Let's Go Crazy is my favorite on that.
I think to this day, Purple Rain is probably still the best power ballad of all time. It's just like a rock anthem, man. I mean, it's,
and there's no bass on When Doves Cry.
There's not.
There's no bass. It's really interesting because they kept on playing with it, and they were like, I think we're going to leave the bass off. And we were like, what? You can't release a single with no bass on it.
You can.
Prince is like, I think we're going to release a single with no bass on it.
The guitar solo at the end of Let's Go Crazy.
Yeah. Very kind of Hendrix-y kind of thing. That's great, yeah.
It's always fun to ask bass players who plays bass on When Doves Cry to see their face go, I don't know. They think because they just don't realize that there's no, unless you read somewhere that there's no bass. There is no bass line on it. What the hell's going on?
You know, before the Black Keys and the White Stripes, there was Prince.
Prince.
Here's one. This is kind of obscure, but first of all, I'm a huge fan of this movie. And second of all, the Goblin. Goblin does the soundtrack to Suspiria, which is this very bizarre, twisted movie by Dario Argento, and some of it's dubbed. It's very weird. It's very crazy, and you either like it or you don't. But yeah, Goblin does the soundtrack, and Goblin actually has toured with the movie playing like on a giant screen as they perform the soundtrack live. And I've heard that that is not to be missed. I heard that that's very, very cool. So Goblin doing the Suspiria soundtrack.
Nice. I didn't know that, actually.
Boom! Drop the mic.
You going to say that one you typed there? You going to say that one? Because I'm not saying that one.
Which one? No, I'm not going to say that one. You got anything else on your list?
No, Purple Rain was mine.
Keith, you got anything else?
Yeah, I'm going to stay with the same artist, but he's done quite a few soundtracks. A lot of them are to his movies, but he also did a Tim Burton movie called Batman, where he did the entire soundtrack.
Never heard of it. Not a fan.
Oh my God, I totally forgot about that.
And there's some kick-ass tunes on it. I mean, Bat Dance Alone is awesome, yes. And Party Man, all that shit is great, man. That's a funky album, too. I mean, that's Prince, so what are you going to do? But it's like, he's done like Under the Cherry Moon and Graffiti Bridge and a lot of stuff. It's just like not good movies, but it's like, it's Prince. So you're like, shit, man, I'll just listen to the soundtrack.
It's like, who cares how bad the movie is? We want to hear the music.
If we're going to talk Batman, and I'm just going to throw as a kind of like honorable mention aside, Danny Elfman, who is the leader of Oingo Boingo, has gone on to, like, he wrote the Simpsons theme, like, you know, like
there it is.
And he did the original Batman, the original Tim Burton Batman. So yeah,
I think Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo has some television credits to his television show, maybe. His credit too. I just don't know what his name comes up on some stuff. It might even been some episodes of the Simpsons, or I don't know,
definitely the Simpsons.
I'm going to throw out the other soundtrack that Queen did, and this movie's I think a better movie.
I haven't seen it, so that's why I didn't put it on my list.
I cannot say that this is a great movie only because this is like a movie from my childhood that I kind of grew up with and liked as a kid. So it's a nostalgia value. So if you're an older person and you've never seen it, you may watch it and go like, this is terrible. But it's Highlander. And most notably, well, first of all,
here it is.
I mean, I can't even know. I don't even know where to start. But the soundtrack was called It's a Kind of Magic. And Prince of the Universe is on it. Who Wants to Live Forever, which is in the Bohemian Rhapsody movie when he finds out he has AIDS. Mm-hmm. And it's so powerful. That is a very... I mean, Queen... they never did
it. Queen wins.
Even when they do like kind of like Radio Gaga and those kind of, you know, kind of poppy things, it's you still good, but it's Queen.
You can't say anything really bad,
you know, but it's Queen, and you really, what can you say?
I love Queen. You know what's funny about Queen is they used to be like, when someone said, who's your guilty pleasure in college music, it'd be Queen. And I'm like, now I say that, now I'm like, why would I ever have said that? Why was I embarrassed to say that? Because I love them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really,
that's a top five rock band of all time, maybe even three.
Yeah. But a couple of ones we just recorded dancing around. Keith, close your ears. Joan Jett, Light of Day.
Shit.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I know. The Bee Gees, Saturday Night Fever.
That was on Rolling Stone's list, actually. Like I said, I don't think the movie's great. It's not awesome. It's one of the movies that's like, if it's on, the VH1 plays a lot. I mean,
let me tell you,
the best selling soundtracks of all time.
That is what made that movie.
I have
because
it on vinyl.
If you take that out of there, it's a kind of like, okay, John Travolta in tight pants. It's not really like, there's not much going on. I've just recently watched, and this is a little off topic. I just recently watched Urban Cowboy for the first time.
Oh my God, I love that movie, and I don't care how awful it is. I love it.
That is a way better movie. That's got a better story, and it's grittier and stuff like that. But one of the things about that movie is the music is like, it brought out all this country music that people
Charlie Daniels is in there.
That people weren't all that familiar with yet. And, you know, brought it to the forefront. So it was a kind of like a revolution in music. And definitely Saturday Night Fever was. That's the whole movie is the music. You go to that, you watch that movie because of the music.
Maybe the ladies like John Travolta in tight pants and Saturday Night Fever. And then they watch him with the cowboy hat and the tight pants and Urban Cowboy. I'll take the John Travolta that's overweight and does heroin and Paul Fiction as Vince Vega any day.
Vince Vega.
Right.
That's a way better role for him.
Do we want to... we're out of time. We're out of time. Maybe we'll do another show on biopics because I jotted a few down. A couple that you may not know or remember, guys, is Simon and Garfunkel's work on The Graduate, which is, yes, there are some other artists on there, but it's primarily
it's predominantly.
Them. And I remember going to see that movie and being like, oh, my God, I love this song. I love this song. I love this song. I love this song. So if you've ever seen it, it is a really – it's a great comedy as well. You should definitely check it out. And I'm trying to see if there's anything else quickly. The Dust Brothers, Fight Club.
I love that movie.
Yeah, that's cool. Tron, remember Daft Punk, number two robot. They did Tron, Tron Legacy.
I was going to say that next, yeah. So there's a handful out there. There's a whole bunch out there. Check out the internet. Keith, we're getting out of here. What do you got going on? Anything going on this week? Any shows? Any tours? What's going on?
I wish I was on some kind of thing, making some cash. I got a gig July 11th, so until then, I'm quarantining with everybody else.
I played two gigs this week. I had a lot of fun. Thank you, Mark Shuttleworth, for asking me to play. It was really cool. A lot of fun. Harmony Inn on Wednesday, and then we played Green Dance Winery on Saturday.
That's a fun gig. I played that before. I was pretty hammered, but yeah, it was a good gig.
It was really cool. It was an afternoon show, and I ran into some people I knew. You know, it was so weird. Like, Well, we can talk about it another time. But yeah, so Mark, I'm really grateful, buddy, that you have called me for some shows, and I'm working with Mark again very soon. So I will let you guys know about that. Lily V6, you have your own thing going on.
I have my own show, Hot Licks with Lily 6, Thursday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern. However, it will not be this week because I am taking the week off for the 4th. And so catch me next week, 6 p.m. Download the app. Go to rockrageradio.com.
Rockrageradio.com.
All right, guys. I'm disappearing for a few days.
We are going to end the show for today. We're going to hang out for a little wee bit for the fans online and talk and chit-chat for a bit. But, hey, guys, you had some great music tonight. We had Dead Man's Whiskey, Shadows of the Cloud. I promise I have two new songs in the can that Keith played on with me, and they are coming out very, 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 very soon. So sit tight.
I think that's pretty awesome. Not the fact that I'm on it is awesome, but that is pretty awesome. I think the fact that I never thought of a band named Dead Man's Whiskey pisses me off.
Isn't that a great name? Like, I love and I hate when that happens. When you like you hear a band, you're like, shit.
Why didn't I think of that?
Because it's nothing like, you know, you wouldn't have thought of before. You try to be so overly sophisticated at the time and think of some crazy shit, but then all of a sudden you're like, some band just rolls around that has good, I mean, because the songs are good too, right? So it's like,
well, that would be bad. What would be suck?
What's the name of that band? And they, you know, you just spit out the name and it's like, man, I wish I would have thought of that.
Well, if like your name was the Shitty Beatles, are they any good? No, they suck. So it's not just a clever name. The best line from Wayne's World. But anyways, guys, Keith Hawk Hawkins, Lily V6. My name is Lou Lombardi. Check us out at loulombardirocks.com. This is where of all the acid queens gone. We'll catch you on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Where?